God this morning.
Det er nydelig å være i Guds nærvær denne morgenen.
And I'm just grateful to God for this wonderful place that I can come and stand before you because of God.
Jeg er veldig takknemlig for denne fine plassen jeg kan stå i Guds nærvær foran dere.
And I also thank Pastor Lars and his family and all the leadership of the church.
Og jeg takker også Pastor Lars og hans kone og menigheten for at jeg kan være her.
And I was here 2019 October.
Jeg var her i oktober i 2019.
So there are a lot of things happened in between.
Så det har skjedd mye i mellomtiden.
But thank God we are here.
Men takk Gud at vi er her.
We have seen God's goodness and God's supernatural provisions.
Vi har sett Guds overnaturlige forsørgelse.
And God is good.
Og Gud er god.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So in India, when we say hallelujah,
so i India når vi sier halleluja,
so we reply back hallelujah.
Så svarer vi tilbake halleluja.
So that gives a little joyful noise in the house of God.
Det skaper litt glede og ja, i Guds hus.
So even it's not your culture, it's not your habit, please can you do it for me today?
Så selv om ikke det er din vane og din kultur, kan du gjøre det for meg i dag?
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
That's better.
Det er bedre.
There is some noise in the house of God.
Vi må ha litt lyd i Guds hus.
And we are the children of the Most High God.
Og vi er Guds barn.
And he wants us to be joyful and happy.
Og han ønsker at vi skal være fulle av glede.
And making some good noise.
Og lage litt bråk, litt lyd for ham.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, that's better. Amen. You know, when I was in 2019 in this church.
Når jeg var her i 2019.
I was, I think, also ministering on Wednesday, one of the evening.
Så talte jeg også på en onsdag.
And at that time, there was a dear pastor who was not in the leadership, but he has been a pastor. He was there, my dear sister's husband. I forgot the name.
Og tidligere pastor Gerard var også der.
Yes. And after he went back, and after 2 days, he called Janika. If I'm coming for the next day meeting, can you please come little bit early.
Ja, og så ringte han før et møte vi skulle ha, om vi kunne komme litt tidligere.
So when we came and we met him in the cafeteria, and then he had a word and a vision to explain to me.
Så møtte han oss i kafeterien og hadde en visjon og noe å fortelle meg.
About my life and ministry.
Om mitt liv og min tjeneste.
And I took it with prayer and then I went back home.
Og jeg tok imot det med bønn og dro tilbake hjem.
In this 3 years of time, there was so many things was happening in our life.
I løpet av disse tre årene så har det skjedd utrolig mye i vårt liv i India.
It is unexplainable and I'm not going to explain any of that.
Det er vanskelig å forklare, jeg skal ikke gå inn i det.
But there were times I wanted to give up on ministry, give up on family, give up on my life.
Men det har vært tider der jeg har hatt lyst til å bare gi opp både i familie og tjeneste i mitt liv.
And I love the Lord, I want to serve all my life.
Jeg elsker Herren, jeg vil bare tjene han hele mitt liv.
But when you go through certain things in life, it chokes you so much, just you want to don't want to live in this world.
Men når du går gjennom så mye vanskelig, så føles det nesten som du blir kvelt og du bare har lyst til å gi opp.
So that was the time I was asking the Lord, why did you not prepare me for this kind of season or this kind of situation before in hand?
Så det var da jeg spurte Gud, hvorfor forberedte du meg ikke på dette som skulle skje?
And I was in a prayer and the Lord began to remind me of the man of God, what he explained to me in a vision and the interpretation of the vision that God had given to him.
Så jeg var i bønn og så begynte Herren å vise meg hva denne mannen hadde sagt til meg, den visjonen.
And the Holy Spirit began to bring me back, because when he explained to me the vision, I had drawn in my diary and then I had written down all he had told me.
For jeg hadde skrevet i dagboken min og tegnet hva han hadde sagt til meg.
And that was the time I opened that and I began to read and remember what the man of God had told.
Så begynte jeg å lese på det og se hva denne Guds mann hadde sagt til meg.
And that was really an encouragement.
Og det ble en stor oppmuntring for meg.
And that was really a vision from the Lord, a word from the Lord.
Det var en visjon, et ord fra Herren.
And I really thank God for the man of God.
Så jeg takker virkelig Gud for Guds mann.
And also thank you, lady pastor.
Også takk til Bodil.
And you know, it is important in the church when God speaks something into our life.
Og det er viktig at vi i menigheten når Gud taler noe til oss.
You know, take it as the Lord brings it in our life.
At vi tar imot det som Gud gir til oss.
And maybe at that time it may not seems to be a relevant in situations.
Kanskje virker det ikke relevant akkurat I den situasjonen.
In the natural, we do not know many times what is going to come in the future.
I det naturlige så vet vi jo ikke hva som vil komme I fremtiden.
But wonderful thing is that we are the children of the Lord. The Lord has something to encourage one another, build one another, and encouraging us to go forward.
Men det fantastiske at vi Guds barn, at han oppmuntrer oss og gir oss ord.
And Annika is doing wonderful. Can we put our hands and encourage her? Yes, thank you. You know, so this morning as I was in the worship and then God began to show me something.
Så denne morgenen når jeg var I tilbedelse så begynte Herren å vise meg noe.
Maybe I wouldn't be able to tell this if your pastor did not tell me be bold and bring it out what the Lord tells you.
Kanskje ville jeg ikke være I stand til å gi det om ikke pastoren hadde sagt at jeg skulle være frimodig og bringe det.
And when I'm in the church, especially when you are in a foreign country,
når jeg I en menighet, særlig I et fremmed land,
I'm careful what I have to say.
Så jeg forsiktig med hva jeg skal si.
But at the same time, I want to be obedient to the Lord.
Men på samme tid så ønsker jeg å være lydig.
Amen.
Amen.
So as I was there, God began to show something in the leadership of this church.
Så når jeg var der, så begynte Gud å vise meg noe om lederskapet I denne menigheten.
In the past, you have been a wonderful leader, and you were strong and steady.
I fortiden så har du vært sterke ledere, og det har stått fast.
As the days goes by, as things begin to change.
Men når ting har begynt å forandre seg.
You know, God showed me a vision. There is a two rod, and the rope is being tied to the two rods.
Så viste Herren meg at det to sånne stolper. Rader. Med et tau imellom.
The two rods on each side and there is a line being tied very strong.
Og det en sånn linje som blitt bundet imellom, veldig sterkt.
So God began to tell the leadership of this church and the ministry was something like that. It is been two rods and there is a line between and it was strong and steady.
At lederskapet har vært sånn at det har vært to påler på hver sin side som har stått støtt, og så har det vært en linje eller tau imellom.
And in the process of time, people had so many difference of opinion and difference of ideas, so that you have pulled that rope that needs to be steady and strong, but you have pulled it so down that people cannot lean on you, people cannot hang on you.
Og så når det har vært utfordringer og mange forskjellige meninger, så har det tauet blitt dratt I sånn at det ikke har vært stabilt lenger.
But the Lord says, I am the Lord over your life, over your leadership, over everything that you do in this ministry.
Men Gud sier at jeg Herre over alt hva det gjør, det om lederskapet og livet.
It's not about anybody's opinion and ideas that you want to influence on someone.
Det handler ikke om menneskers ideer og det som du ønsker å og influere med.
God tells the leadership and then you need to depend upon me, look to me and fear me and obey me.
Gud sier til lederskapet at dere må være avhengig av meg og se på meg.
I was asking the Lord, what is that rope?
Hva det tauet, spurte jeg Herren.
It is the leadership that needs to be stand strong and steady in what I call them to be.
Det lederskapet som også sterkt og stabilt I det jeg kaller dem til.
Because the people in the church are going to hang on to you and lean on you, so they need your support.
For det tauet vil menigheten måtte holde seg fast I og være avhengig av.
If you as a leader are loose and hanging, people cannot depend upon you, people cannot lean on you.
Om du som leder løs og ikke holder fast, så vil de ikke ha noe å holde fast til.
The Lord says, be strong, be courageous, but be humble enough to come before the Lord, seek God to restore the leadership to be in the strength of God.
Så bli sterk og modig, sånn at,
And the Lord tells the leadership to be humble enough to come back to be in the presence of God.
Ja, at lederskapet må være sterk og ydmyk og komme tilbake I Guds nærvær.
So that people can depend upon you, keep going as an army of God.
Sånn at folket kan stole på dere og gå videre for Herren.
So God wants the leadership to be strong.
Så Gud vil at lederskapet skal være sterkt.
To be united.
Og være sammensveiset.
Of one mind.
I ett sinn.
Accepting each other.
Akseptere hverandre.
And building the lives of the people.
Og bygge menneskers liv.
Let every tiredness of the leadership be gone in Jesus' name.
La all trøtthet I lederskapet gå I Jesu navn.
Every weakness in the leadership to be strengthened by the Lord in the name of Jesus. Let God open your eyes of understanding and God give you the strength to be strong and steady. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I do not know what it is, but I rather obey the Lord. Hallelujah. So we are going to speak something from the book of Genesis this morning.
Så vi ska snacka om första Mosebok denna morgonen.
And you know, I have very little time. It's already okay.
Och tiden går fort. Klockan är redan 10 på 12.
So my watch is in Indian time, so I can't see. Ja,
min klocka är på indisk tid, så jag kan inte helt följa med.
Amen. So I have little time. Let the Lord bring His message to His people.
Så jag har lite tid som här inne I budskap till dig.
Hallelujah. So my husband, my children, and my church bring greetings from our church to you in Jesus' name.
Så hälsa därifrån menigheten och min man och mina barn I Jesu namn.
And we have been going a lot of persecution.
Vi har gått igenom massa förföljelse.
You are very aware of that. I know very much.
Du vet nog det.
But I also know you've been praying about it.
Men jag vet också att du har bett för det.
Thank you so much for your prayers.
Så tusen tack för bön.
Yes, we are going through a lot of persecution.
Ja, vi går igenom massa förföljelse.
Especially my state and my city.
Särskilt min stad och min by.
Is terribly we are under attack.
Så vi under attack.
Even today in our church we had a sudden inspection, so we have to shift the place into different hall.
Så idag så måste vi faktiskt hem I India så måste de byta sted I full fart för det blev en plötslig inspektion.
So but we are not afraid of that.
Men vi är inte rädd.
So we are serving the true living God.
Vi tjänar den sanna Gud.
So we thank God for persecutions.
Vi tackar Gud för förföljelse.
Because in the persecution we are growing in God.
För I förföljelse så växer vi I Gud.
Because in the persecution we are praying more and our people are praying more.
För I förföljelse så ber vi mer och våra folk ber också mer.
And in the persecution we are also able to start another church this year.
Och I förföljelse har vi också varit I stånd att starta en annan menighet detta året.
So if everything was beautiful and everything was easy, I don't think we would be hard working and praying so much as we are doing now.
Som allt bara var lätt så tror jag inte vi ville ha jobbat så hårt som vi gör nu.
So I tell my church the people it is better for us to have persecution to be in the presence of God.
Så jag säger till folk I vårt att det är bättre att vi har förföljelse så vi kan vara I Guds närvaro.
And not have any persecution and be away from God's presence.
Än och inte ha någon förföljelse vara borta från Guds närvaro.
So if there is any persecution for you thank God for that.
Så bara tack Gud om det är förföljelse.
But if we did the other way even if there is no persecution if we stayed in the presence of God I don't think there would be any persecutions.
Ja, så jag tror inte det ville vara. Ja, jag fick inte helt det.
Yes. So thank God for persecutions.
Så tack Gud för förföljelse.
So if you want to be in the presence of God.
Om du vill vara I Guds närvaro.
You know what you want to ask God.
Då vet du vad du måste fråga Gud om.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So nobody wants the persecution. Only ingen, pastor says amen.
Så ingen annan pastor önskar förföljelse.
Because he knows only in the struggle, in the tough times that we get close to God.
Men han vet att det är bara I förföljelse I tuffa tider att vi kommer
närmare Gud. You are a Christian country.
Det är ett kristent land.
But as I was in Sweden for a month.
Men jag har varit I Sverige en månad.
So I heard a lot of things. What is the persecution in this country?
Så jag hörte mycket om vad som är förföljelse I deras land.
But there is everywhere persecution.
Men det är ju förföljelse överallt.
And that tells us the Lord's coming is very close.
Och det ser ut att ser oss att Gud kommer väldigt snart.
We need to prepare as a church.
Så vi måste förbereda oss som menighet.
We need to prepare ourselves as a family.
Vi måste förbereda oss som familj.
And we also need to prepare as individuals.
Och som individuella.
So we need to win the souls.
Vi måste vinna människorna.
We need to correct relationships.
Vi måste göra I stånd relationer.
And we need to restore back into God's presence.
Vi måste komma tillbaka till Guds närvaro.
And that is what God wants us.
Det är det Gud önskar för oss.
And I request Annika to read in Genesis chapter 32 verse from 24 to 31.
Vi ska läsa I första Mosebok kapitel 32 vers 24-31. Så var Jakob igen alene. En man kom till han och bröt med han helt I morgonen grydde. Da mannen så att han inte fick övermakten över han, rörte han vid hofteledet hans. Hoften till Jakob gick av ledd där han kämpade med han. Han sa, la mig gå för dagen gryr. Men han sa, «Jeg lar deg ikke gå uten at du velsigner meg.» Så sa han til han, «Hva er ditt navn?» Han sa, «Jakob.» Og han sa, «Jakob skal ikke lenger være ditt navn, men Israel. For du har kjempet med Gud og med mennesker og vunnet.» Og Jakob spurte og sa, «Jeg ber deg, si meg ditt navn.» Han sa, «Hvorfor spør du meg om mitt navn?» Og han velsignet ham der. Jakob kalte stedet navnet Peniel, for jeg har sett Gud ansikt til ansikt og enda berget ved livet. Med det samme han krysset Peniel, gikk solen opp over han, og han haltet på grunn av hoften.
You know, when you look at the life of Jacob,
når du ser på Jakobs liv,
he was a man from a very little, he wanted the blessings of God.
Så var han en mann fra lite, og han ønsket Guds velsignelse.
If I ask you, do you want to be blessed by God?
Om jeg spør deg, vil du bli velsignet av Gud?
And we will always say, yes, I want to be blessed by God.
Så vi vil alle si at ja, jeg vil bli velsignet av Gud.
Even if I know I'm going to die tomorrow,
selv om jeg visste at jeg skulle dø i morgen,
if you ask me today,
om du spør meg i dag,
that I wanted to be blessed by God, I will say, yes, I want to be blessed by God.
Om du spør meg, vil bli velsignet av Gud, så sier jeg, ja, jeg vil bli
velsignet av Gud.
For velsignelse er noe som er blitt gitt av Gud til oss mennesker.
And God's very desire is that all of the people in the church, in the body of Christ, we shall receive his blessing.
Og det er Guds ønske at vi som Guds folk skal få hans velsignelse.
But when you look at life of Jacob,
men når du ser på Jakobs liv,
before even he was born, there was a prophecy over his life.
Selv før han ble født, så var det en profeti over hans liv.
His older brother is going to serve him.
Hans eldre bror skulle tjene han.
And he will be blessed more than his older brother.
Han skulle bli velsignet mer enn hans eldre bror.
But you know, many times we know God is going to bless us because that's what he promised in his word.
Ofte så vet vi at Gud skal velsigne oss, for det var det han lovte i ordet.
But even though we receive prophecy, we read God's word.
Men selv om vi mottar profetier og leser Guds ord,
we do not really believe in what he says.
Tror vi ikke virkelig på det han sier.
And we want to receive the blessings of God by our human natures.
Og så vil vi motta hans velsignelse med vårt egen kraft.
We need to understand as a children of God.
Men vi må forstå som Guds barn.
Blessings of God are very spiritual.
Guds velsignelser er veldig åndelige.
In the blessings of God there is no sickness, there is no jealousy.
I hans velsignelse er det ikke noe sykdom og
and
ikke noe misunnelse.
When God wants to bless you,
når Gud vil velsigne deg,
he will bless you.
Vil han velsigne deg?
He is not going to bless somebody better than you or you better than somebody.
Han vil ikke velsigne deg bedre enn noen andre eller noen andre bedre enn deg.
Because he has got a blessing for every one of you.
For han har velsignelse for hver og en av
but
dere.
But you see in the you know family of Jacob.
Men det du ser i Jakobs familie.
His mother has played some things which she supposed not to play such a thing.
Så hadde moren gjort noe som hun ikke skulle gjøre.
And because of that, Jacob's life was in a problem.
Og på grunn av det så var Jakobs liv i problem.
We parents and leaders and fathers and mothers, we need to understand this something.
Så vi foreldre og ledere må forstå dette.
God has a blessing for every one of us.
Gud har velsignelse for hver og en av oss.
We need to teach our children, we need to teach ourselves to read God's word, understand what he wants us to be blessed with.
Vi må lære våre barn og hverandre at vi må lese Guds velsignelse.
I cannot desire to be like Annika.
Jeg kan ikke ønske å være som Tinsina.
And she cannot desire to be like me.
Og hun kan ikke prøve å ønske å være som meg.
Because God made me in his unique way and God made her in his unique way.
For Gud gjorde oss unike.
And in every one of you he has made the same way.
Og alle dere er gjort på samme måte.
And he has promised all of us that he is going to bless us.
Han har lovt alle at vi skal bli velsignet.
But before he get blessings from God,
men før han får velsignelse fra Gud,
there are something he does that has to be so much he has to go through the pain and struggle in his life.
Men så måtte han gå gjennom så mye smerte i sitt liv.
Did God mean something for us to go through such a thing?
Ønsket Gud at vi skulle gå gjennom det?
God actually did not meant for him to go all those things.
Det var egentlig ikke meningen at han skulle gå gjennom alt det som Gud tenkte.
You know, ultimately when he needed to receive a blessings from God.
Men en gang når han trengte å få en velsignelse av Gud.
There are five things that I'm going to tell you now.
Så det er fem ting jeg vil fortelle om.
The number one, he needed a forgiveness from God that only that can come from God.
Først så trengte han tilgivelse fra Gud, noe bare Gud kunne gi.
And he needed to receive it from God in order to be blessed by God.
Han trengte å få det av Gud for å kunne bli velsignet av Gud.
You know, when he did all this cunningness in his family,
når han gjorde alt det, sa cunningness, utspekulerte ting,
when he was running away from his home,
når han rømte hjemmefra,
to far away place where his uncle was,
dit langt bort der som onkelen bodde.
Just before he went to his uncle's house, God already told him that he was going to bring him back.
Rett før han reiste onkelens hus, hadde han allerede sagt at han måtte ta med tilbake.
You know, when God told him that he was going to bless him abundantly and then he's going to bring him back.
Når Gud sa at han skulle velsigne han rikelig og bringe ham med tilbake.
You know, what did Jacob ask to the Lord?
Vet du hva da Jakob spurte Herren om?
You just give me food and water and bring me back safely. He was asking, just give me bread and water and bring me safely. But God has told him, I'm going to bless you abundantly. I'm going to establish you. I'm going to give you many children. When God says something very big, and we always talk to God back opposite of what he has said to us.
Og når vi da svarer det motsatte tilbake til han.
That was very strange of Jacob.
Det var veldig rart sagt av Jakob.
Now God has a very great plan about Jacob.
Men Gud hadde en veldig stor plan for Jakob.
In spite of Jacob being very mean to his brother and lying to his father.
Til tross for at Jakob var veldig stygg med broren sin og løy til faren sin.
But in the process God wants to break him and change him and transform him.
Men i prosessen så ville Gud bryte han og forandre han.
Before God brings a blessing that he has promised in your life, in my life.
Før Gud bringer velsignelsen han har lovt i ditt og mitt liv.
There will be a lot of transformation taking place.
Så må det skje masse forandring.
There will be a lot of changes taking place.
Det må være mange forandringer og forvandlinger som skjer.
And we will also become somebody, the person that God wants us to become.
For vi skal bli den personen som Gud ønsker at vi skal bli.
And imagine God promised something if he had given you immediately.
Forestill deg hvis Gud hadde gitt deg det han lovte med en gang.
We will miss out everything that God wants to do in our life.
Så vil vi gå glipp av alt som han ville gjøre i livet vårt.
And in Jacob's case it was quite different.
I Jakobs tilfelle så var det ganske annerledes.
You know, God already had promised.
Gud hadde allerede lovt.
But he could not believe how God can bring it into his life.
Men han kunne ikke forstå hvordan han kunne få det til.
And he thought, I have to work it out in order to receive the blessings of God.
Jeg må finne ut av det for å kunne få tak i Guds velsignelse.
And even his mother thought, in order to see that blessing in Jacob's life, I need to help him out.
Så moren til og med tenkte at for å få se den velsignelsen i Jakobs liv, så må jeg hjelpe.
If God promised us,
om Gud har lovt oss,
we don't need someone to help us.
Så trenger vi ingen å hjelpe oss.
We need to help one another.
Vi må hjelpe hverandre.
But we need to help God.
Men vi trenger ikke hjelpe Gud.
Because he has promised and he will bring it to pass.
For han har lovt og han vil få det til å skje.
But his mother couldn't understand.
Men moren kunne ikke forstå det.
And she brought a rivalry between the brothers.
Og hun skapte splid mellom brødrene.
And because of that his older brother began to hate Jacob.
På grunn av det så begynte den eldre broren å hate Jakob.
Esau wanted to kill Jacob.
Esau ville drepe Jakob.
And because of that, he had to run away from his home.
Och på grund av det så måtte han rømme fra hjemmet.
To live in a foreign country.
Och bo i ett främmande land.
Jacob was somebody who worked very, very hard.
Jakob var en som jobbet väldigt hårt.
And he believed in his strength.
Han trodde på sin styrka.
And he was a very clever man.
Han var också väldigt smart.
Thank God for our hard workingness, our cleverness and everything that we have.
Tack Gud för att folk kan jobba hårt och vara smarta.
But we should not forget that everything that is in us is given by God.
Men vi skulle aldrig glömma att allt som vi har fått är gitt av Gud.
In our Jacob took everything thinking about himself.
Jakob tog allt och tänkte på sig själv.
That he can work it out.
Att han kunde få det till.
He will go to his uncle.
Han ville dra till onkeln.
And he fell in love with a daughter.
Och han blev förälskad i dottern.
And then he thought he will get married to a beautiful young woman that he loved.
Och tänkte att han ville gifta sig med den nydliga unga damen som han älskade.
What we do, we will reap it back.
Det vi gör vill vi hösta.
He cheated his brother.
Han lurte brodern sin.
And his father-in-law cheated him.
Och faren blev också lurt.
that he did not get married to a girl that whom he loved.
Han ble ikke gift med den kvinnen han elsket.
That was the first time when he cheated on his brother.
Det var første gangen han lurte broren sin.
He had to repeat back when he was away.
Og han fikk høste det når han var borte.
You know, many times in the families, in the church, in among our in relationships.
Mange ganger i menigheten, i familien og i våre relasjoner.
We think we need to work out the things that we need to get from God.
Så tror vi at vi må prøve å få til det vi ønsker fra Gud.
And when we try to do, you know, our carnal way.
Når vi prøver å gjøre det vår menneskelige måte.
And we will have to go through a lot of sufferings.
Må vi gå gjennom masse lidelse.
That is what Jacob was going through.
Det var det Jakob gikk gjennom.
You know, he thought he is going to get married to a girl that whom he loved.
Han trodde han skulle gifte seg med den han elsket.
But he realized the next day it was not the same girl.
Men han innså jo neste dag at det var ikke den dama.
It was not 1 year, it was not 2 years.
Det var ikke ett eller to år.
It was the 7 years of his hard work.
Det var det syvende året hans harde arbeid.
And he was being cheated.
Og han ble lurt.
We need to realize something.
Vi må innse noe.
We might be in the church and praying and reading Bible.
Vi kanskje i menigheten og ber og leser Bibelen.
But if we did not take this word seriously in our life, in day to day of our life.
Men om ikke vi tar ordet bokstavlig og seriøst i vårt daglige liv.
Live according to his word.
Og lever etter hans ord.
It is our life pushing away the blessings of God.
Så skyver vårt liv hans velsignelse bort.
And you could be smart, you could be strong, you could be, you know, anything.
Du kunne være både smart og klok.
Jacob, in fact, he was very, very smart.
Jakob var faktisk veldig smart.
He was very hardworking.
Og han jobbet veldig hardt.
His uncle loved him.
Og onkelen elsket han.
And his uncle also was very cunning.
Ja, onkelen var også veldig.
I can be very prosperous. He thought I can be very prosperous by life of Jacob.
Jeg kan være veldig fremgangsrik med å se på Jakobs liv.
He said, I cannot give you a second daughter having my first daughter unmarried.
Jeg kan ikke gi deg den andre datteren uten at jeg ser den første bli gift først.
You are a very hardworking man.
Du jobber hardt.
You are very blessed.
Du veldig velsignet.
7 years for nothing for you. You can work another 7 years. I will give Rachel to you.
7 år jo ingenting for deg. Du kan bare jobbe 7 år til, så skal jeg gi deg Rakel.
Promotion comes from the Lord, not from a father-in-law.
Förfremelse kommer från Herren, inte från svigerfar.
You need to look to God.
Du måste se på Gud.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We need to do what God asks us to do.
Vi må gjøre det Gud ber oss om å gjøre.
Because the Bible says Jacob loved Rachel so much, 7 years was nothing for him.
Bibeln säger att han älskade Rakel så mycket att 7 år var ingenting för han.
So he worked another 7 years.
Så han jobbet 7 år till.
It was 14 years.
Det blev 14 år.
To get married to Rachel.
För att bli gift med Rakel.
Can you imagine?
Kan du se det för dig?
How many years he need to work for his father-in-law?
Så många år han måste jobba för sin svigerfar.
To get the love of his life.
För den kärleken i livet sitt.
But his energy.
Hans energi.
His hard work.
Hans harde arbete.
Bringing prosperity to his father-in-law.
För att få främjelse till sin far, sin svigerfar.
What was Jacob thinking?
Vad tänkte Jakob?
He thought I'm strong.
Han tänkte jag är stark.
I'm a hard working man.
Jag jobbar hårt.
I have the wisdom.
Jag har visdomen.
I can win.
Jag kan vinna.
I can be prosperous.
Jag kan bli framgångsrik.
But that was not the case.
Men det var inte tingen.
Now after the several years of his life.
Efter många år i sitt liv.
He got so tired of his father-in-law.
Så blev han så lei av svigerfar.
And he wants to run away from them.
Han önskar bara att rymma från.
He made up a plan and he doesn't tell anything to his father.
Han lagde en plan men sa ingenting till sin svigerfar.
He takes his wife, he takes all the children that he had.
Så han tar med sig konor och alla barn han hade.
Without telling his father-in-law he will run away.
Och utan att fortälla sin svigerfar så vill han rymma.
Because he remembered God had told him I will bring you back with much prosperity and blessings.
För han huskade att Gud hade sagt att han skulle komma tillbaka med massa framgång.
But now when Jacob is coming back.
Men när Jakob kom tillbaka.
He is tired, he is upset and he is frustrated.
Så han frustrerad och leise.
Who is Jacob?
Vem är Jakob?
Jacob was a man who was given word by God.
Gud var han var en man som var gett ord av Gud.
He will be blessed greater than his brother.
Han skulle bli mer välsignad än sin bror.
He will be blessed by his older brother because his older brother is going to serve him.
Han skulle bli välsignad av sin äldre bror för att den äldre skulle tjäna han.
Now he cannot come back to his older brother.
Nu kunde han inte komma tillbaka till sin
äldre bror. Now he cannot stay with his father-in-law.
Han kunde inte bli hos sin svigerfar.
He's stuck in between.
Han är liksom i mitten.
And till then the Bible doesn't say that he sought God.
Och så sa inte Bibeln att han sökte Gud.
Bible never says that he was seeking God.
Bibeln säger aldrig att han sökte Gud.
And all that he was doing by his own strength.
Allt han gjorde var i sin egen styrka.
He thought I can do.
Han tänkte jag kan göra det.
But now here in the chapter 32.
Men här i kapitel 32.
And when he wants to come back to his place.
Då han önskade komma tillbaka till sitt sted.
He knew that he was going to meet his brother again.
Då visste han att han kom till att möta sin bror igen.
You know, we may try to escape from place to place and avoid people.
Vi kan pröva att rymma från sted till sted och undgå folk.
But God will not let us to be avoided by this kind of relationship and avoided by this kind of people.
Men Gud vill inte att vi ska undgå dessa relationer och människorna.
God will always bring us back.
Han vill alltid bringa oss tillbaka.
Into the first situation.
Till den första situationen.
Because he wants to heal us.
För han vill helbreda oss.
He wants to forgive us.
Han vill tillge oss.
He wants us to receive a forgiveness from him.
Han vill att vi ska få tillgivelse från han.
In order to be blessed by God.
För att kunna bli välsignad av Gud.
Forgiveness
tillgivelse
is a main key to receive the blessings of God.
Är huvudnyckeln för att motta Guds välsignelse.
I cannot tell myself, I cannot tell God, I can work hard, I can pray more, I can read Bible, I will be blessed by God.
Det hjälper inte för mig att säga att jag måste be mer, läsa mer Bibeln, tjäna mer för att få Guds välsignelse.
It doesn't work that way.
Det är inte den måten det fungerar.
As a body of Christ.
Som Guds menighet.
As a family.
Som en familj.
As a church.
Som en menighet.
We need to forgive one another.
Må vi tillge varandra.
We need to ask forgiveness to one another.
Vi må be varandra om tillgivelse.
In order to be blessed by God.
För att kunna bli välsignad av Gud.
Not by my strength, not by my might.
Inte på min makt eller min styrka.
It is by the Spirit of God.
Det är bara Guds son.
Only when you cling to God.
Bara när du klingar dig till Gud.
God will prepare your heart.
Vill han förbereda hjärtat ditt.
To ask forgiveness from people.
Till att kunna be om tillgivelse från människor.
To ask forgiveness to somebody, it's not easy.
Och be om tillgivelse från människor är inte lätt.
I don't know about you.
Jag vet inte om dig.
It's not easy for me.
Det är inte lätt för mig.
It is very very difficult.
Det är väldigt vanskligt.
I fight about it.
Jag kämpar verkligen med det.
And my ego will rise, my pride will hinder me.
Ja, stoltheten min och ego mitt vill hindra mig.
But everything when my pride and ego comes in between.
Men när ego och stoltheten kommer emellan.
And I know I am on the devil's side of the devil.
Och jag vet att jag är på djävulens sida.
I'm not on God's side.
Jag är inte på Guds sida.
And I need to tell myself.
Då må jag säga till mig själv.
And I need to realize something.
Och jag må inse.
If I need to be blessed by God.
Om jag ska bli välsignad av Gud.
I rather humble myself.
Vill jag hellre ödmjuka mig.
It could be between husband and wife.
Det kunde vara mellan man och kona.
It could be between a father and children.
Mellan far och barn.
It could be in the church with the brothers and sisters.
Mellan syster och bröder i menigheten.
It could be with the grandfather and grandchildren.
Mellan bestefar och barnbarn.
But we need to humble ourselves.
Men vi må ödmjuka oss.
Jacob was so much in pride.
Jakob var så stolt.
And he ran away.
Och han löp av gårde.
And then he was tired and frustrated.
Men så var han trött och frustrerad.
He doesn't want to be there.
Han önskade inte vara där.
He wants to come back.
Han vill komma tillbaka.
Now he is so much in fear.
Nu är han så fruktsam.
And so much in shame that he also knows he cannot face his brother.
Han är också rädd och känner sig så skamfull att han vet inte hur han kan möta brodern.
Now he comes to God.
Men då kommer han till Gud.
And he tells God.
Och han säger till Gud.
And he says Jacob was left alone and a man wrestled with him till daybreak.
Och han var alene med Gud och han kämpat med Gud till morgongry.
Who was that man Jacob was wrestling with?
Vem var den mannen som Gud som Jakob kämpat med?
Jacob was not an ordinary man.
Jakob var inte en vanlig man.
Just before this incident.
Bara för denna händelsen.
The Bible says he was walking near the beach.
Säger Bibeln att han gick nära stranden.
The angels were going before him, groups of angels.
Och grupper av änglar gick före honom.
He did not care for angels.
Men han brydde sig om änglar.
He is a very powerful man.
Han var väldigt kraftfull man.
He had the visitation of angels.
Han hade besök av änglar.
God used to speak to him.
Och Gud började tala till
honom. But did he talk back to God?
Men snackade han tillbaka till
Gud?
Did
he ever sought the Lord before this?
Sökte han verkligen Gud för detta?
No.
Nej.
Now he is so much frustrated.
Och nu är han så frustrerad.
He knew whatever he had was it was not a blessings of God.
Han visste att det han hade var inte Guds välsignelse.
Because the Bible says blessings of God. God adds no sorrow with it.
För han vet att det är Guds välsignelse vill inte skapa
God don't give you sorrow with the blessing that he gives you.
Gud gir deg ikke sorg med velsignelsene.
In the blessings of God there is peace and protection.
I Guds velsignelse så det fred og beskyttelse.
You can enjoy the blessings of God.
Du kan glede deg over Guds
velsignelse. But even though it looks like that Jacob was blessed.
Men selv om det så ut som Jakob ble velsignet.
There is no peace, there is no protection.
Så det ikke noe fred og beskyttelse.
Now he comes to God.
Nå kommer han til Gud.
He's fighting with God.
Og han kjemper med Gud.
He's telling God.
Han sier til Gud.
You have to bless me.
Du må velsigne meg.
If you do not bless me.
Om du ikke velsigner meg.
I will not leave you.
Vil jeg ikke forlate deg.
He's wrestling with God.
Så han kjemper med Gud.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
And God wants us to come back to him.
Och Gud vill att vi ska komma tillbaka
till honom. From whatever situation we are frustrated.
Från vilken som helst situation som vi känner oss frustrerade I.
And call upon the name of the Lord.
Kalla på Herrens namn.
You need to call him in such a way.
Du måste kalla på honom på en sån måte.
He may give you visions and dreams and send angels to you.
Att han vill ge dig visioner och drömmar och sända änglar till dig.
Don't be satisfied with that.
Inte bli förnöjd med det.
Tell God I want you to come and bless me.
Si till Herren att jag vill att du ska komma och välsigna
mig. Because when God will visit you.
För när Gud välsignar dig.
The first thing that he will do is heal your mind, heal your heart, heal your emotions.
Det första han vill då göra är att helbreda dina tankar och dina känslor.
And he says I will heal you and I will forgive you.
Han säger jag vill helbreda dig och tillge dig.
When we receive that healing in our mind in our heart.
När vi mottar den helbredelsen I vårt hjärta och vårt sinn.
When we are forgiven by God.
När vi är tillgivna av Gud.
It's easy to forgive other people.
Så det väldigt lätt att tillge andra.
And it's easy also to ask forgiveness from somebody.
Och det är också lätt att be andra om tillgivelse.
Why?
Varför?
Because you met with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
För du har mött kungens kung och herrens herre.
Now you are ready to meet anybody.
Nu är du klar för att möta vem som helst.
You are not ashamed of meeting anyone and asking forgiveness to anybody.
Du är inte flöjd för att möta någon som helst och be om tillgivelse.
Because in the forgiveness of God you have your blessings of God.
För I tillgivelsen från Gud så har du välsignelsen från Gud.
But he wasted many many years.
Men han kastade bort många många år.
Just like many of us.
Som många av oss andra.
We wasted days and years.
Vi kastade bort dagar och år.
Of not asking a forgiveness.
Fordi vi ikke ber om tilgivelse.
We are hurt in our heart, in our mind.
Vi har I hjertet og I sinn.
And because of that.
Og på grunn av det.
We receive many things which is not supposed to be received into our life.
Så mottar vi mange ting vi ikke skulle motta I vårt liv.
That could be depression and sickness and many kind of difference of things that going on in our life.
Det kan være depresjon og sykdom og mange ting som foregår I livet vårt.
And if you forgive somebody.
Men om du tilgir noen.
When your heart is light.
Når hjertet ditt lett.
When your mind is right.
Når sinnet rett.
And you are ready to receive the blessings of God.
Du klar for å motta Guds velsignelse.
And God begin to call on the name of God.
Og begynner å påkalle Herrens navn.
Jacob begin to call on the name of God.
Jakob begynte å påkalle Herrens navn.
He said, God, come and I need to see you now.
Han sa, Gud, kom, jeg trenger å se deg nå.
If you seek God diligently.
Om du søker Gud nøyaktig.
You shall find him.
Så vil du finne han.
That's what in Jeremiah 29 it says.
Det det sier Jeremia 29.
If you seek God diligently.
Om du søker Gud av hele ditt hjerte.
You shall find him.
Skal du finne han.
What was Jacob doing?
Hva gjorde Jakob?
He was seeking God diligently.
Han søkte Gud med hele hjertet.
It's not my brother, it's not my father-in-law.
Det ikke min bror eller min svigerfar.
God, it is you.
Gud deg.
Need to forgive me.
Du trenger å tilgi meg.
Yes, I have made mistakes.
Ja, jeg har gjort feil.
Come and bless me.
Kom og velsign meg.
Come and bless me.
Kom og velsign meg.
Come and bless me.
Kom og velsign meg.
Win the forgiveness of God.
I Guds tilgivelse.
We have our blessing.
Har vi vår velsignelse.
When we seek God, you know, earnestly, persistently.
Når vi søker Gud alvorlig og uten å gi opp.
We shall find God.
Skal vi finne Gud.
He met the angels.
Han møtte englene.
He had the strength.
Han hadde styrken.
And he realized that is not going to help him anymore.
Men han innså at det ville ikke lenger hjelpe han.
Now he comes to God.
Nå kommer han til Gud.
Persistently.
Utholdende.
He's seeking God.
Søker han Gud.
And he knew that.
Og han visste det.
Only in seeking of God.
Bare ved å søke Gud.
If God visits me.
Om Gud besøker meg.
I can be satisfied.
Kan jeg føle meg.
He's going to change my life.
Han vil forandre mitt liv.
In verse 25 and 26. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched. And he was wrestled with man. Then the man said to him, let me go, for the day is breaking. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me.
Så mannen så, vers 25, at han ikke fikk overmakten over ham, rørte han ved hofteleddet hans. Hoften til Jakob gikk av ledd da han kjempet med han. Han sa, la meg gå, for dagen gryr. Men han sa, jeg lar deg ikke gå uten at du velsigner meg.
You know, in these two words, it is not angels fighting with Jacob.
I disse to versene så det ikke engler som kjemper med Jakob.
He caught hold of God Almighty.
Han fikk tak I Gud allmektig.
Can you get hold of God?
Kan du få tak I Gud?
Yes, you will get hold of God.
Ja, du vil få tak I Gud.
And that is when God is going to bless you.
Og det da Gud vil velsigne deg.
But there is two wonderful quality of Jacob.
Men Jakob har to fantastiske kvaliteter. Sensitive. Han var åndelig var.
He was very, very spiritual man.
Han var en veldig åndelig mann.
And secondly, he was very determined. He has to meet with God.
Og for det andre så han veldig bestemt på at han skulle møte Gud.
Not with angels.
Ikke med engler.
He wanted to be meeting with God.
Han ønsket bare å møte Gud.
He had determination.
Han var bestemt.
That he wanted to meet with God.
At han skulle møte Gud.
And he was very sensitive.
Og han var veldig var.
And he wanted to make sure.
Han ville være helt sikker.
It is not the angels, but the God Almighty.
At det ikke engler, men at det den allmektige Gud.
In seeking God, how far can you go?
I å søke Gud, hvor langt kan du egentlig gå?
God knows how much you are seeking him.
Gud vet hvor mye du søker han.
He knows how much you are running after him.
Han vet hvor mye du løper etter han.
Do we even desire to run after him?
Ønsker vi en gang å løpe etter han?
You know, he was a very prideful and egoistic man, Jacob was.
Denne Jakob, han var veldig stolt og full av ego.
That's why it took for many years for him to ask forgiveness to his brother.
Derfor tok det utrolig mange år før han ba om tilgivelse til sine brødre.
He couldn't do that anymore.
Han kunne bare ikke gjøre det lenger.
He ran away.
Så han løp av gårde.
He was willing to struggle and suffer in a foreign land.
Han var villig til å lide I et fremmed land.
But he didn't want to ask forgiveness.
Men han ville ikke be om tilgivelse.
You know what that cost him?
Vet du hva det forårsaket?
Years of life.
Mange år I livet.
Depression and disappointment.
Skuffelse og depresjon.
For all the hard work.
For alt det harde arbeidet.
He was not honored enough.
Så ble han ikke æret.
He had to run away for his life.
Han måtte løpe og rømme gårde for sitt liv.
Many of us do that this same way.
Mange av oss gjør det samme.
We do not want to seek God.
Vi ønsker ikke å søke Gud.
We do not want to ask forgiveness.
Vi ønsker ikke å be om tilgivelse.
We do not want to seek God and persistently asking him to visit us.
Vi ønsker ikke å være utholdende og søke Gud, men han skal velsigne oss.
But rather we do other things.
Men vi gjør heller andre ting.
And we will visit different people.
Vi vil dra til forskjellige folk.
We'll talk about it.
Vi vil snakke om det.
And we will discuss about it.
Vi vil diskutere det.
We will have a meeting about it.
Vi vil ha et møte om det.
But we do not want to seek God about it.
Vi vil ikke søke Herren om det.
We do not want to be humble enough to call upon the name of God.
Vi vil ikke ydmyke oss nok til å kalle på Herren.
He wasted years of life.
Så han sløste bort mange år.
Now when he was frustrated and depressed and sad.
Så når han var frustrert og deprimert og trist.
He determined.
Så bestemte han seg.
God, I want to seek you persistently.
Gud, jeg vil søke deg utholdende.
Don't show me visions and dreams.
Ikke vis meg visjoner og drømmer.
Don't show me angels.
Ikke vis meg engler.
You come to me.
Du må komme til meg.
You come to me.
Du må komme.
Be determined in receiving the blessings of God.
Så vær bestemt I å motta velsignelsen
fra Gud. Because every time when God come and visit you,
for hver gang Gud kommer og velsigner deg,
something supernatural is going to happen in the natural.
Vil noe overnaturlig skje I det naturlige?
In the natural, you are going to receive supernatural.
I det naturlige vil du motta noe overnaturlig.
That's why when disciples asked Jesus to teach us to pray,
så når disiplene ba Jesus om å lære dem å be,
he taught them, let the kingdom of God come, let his will be done on the earth.
Så lærte han dem å be om at la ditt rike komme, din vilje skje på jorden.
What is the will of God for us as a Christian kingdom of God?
Hva Guds vilje for oss som det kristne rike?
Forgiving one another and receiving God's healing.
Tilgi hverandre og ta imot Guds helbredelse.
To be restored in relationship.
Og bli restaurert I relasjoner.
And determined to seek God.
Og bestemme oss for å søke Gud.
And determined to do what God tells us to do.
Og bestemme oss for å gjøre det Gud ber oss om å gjøre.
Hallelujah.
Halleluja.
God wants us to do that.
Gud ønsker at vi skal gjøre
and
det.
And that is what God is asking us as a church, as an individual, as a family.
Det det han ber oss om å gjøre som en kirke, som individuelle og som familie.
You know, Jacob was holding on to God.
Du vet, Jakob, han holdt seg tak I Gud.
The whole night.
Hele natten.
For what?
Hvorfor?
That he wanted to receive a blessing.
For han ville motta en velsignelse.
Everything that he did in this world was not enough, and that did not bring satisfaction to him.
Alt han gjorde I verden var ikke nok, og det ga han ikke tilfredsstillelse.
Now finally,
til slutt,
Jacob identified himself in God.
Identifiserte Jakob seg I Gud.
Your identification only in Jesus Christ.
Du bare identifiserer deg I Jesus.
My identification is not in my husband.
Min identitet ikke min mann.
And my husband not in me.
Og ikke min mann I meg heller.
We are together one.
Vi ett.
And we identify ourselves in God.
Og vi identifiserer oss I Gud.
You know, he was trying to show himself in many different ways.
Så han prøvde å vise seg på mange måter.
But he couldn't identify who Jacob was.
Men han kunne ikke identifisere hvem Jakob var.
Now he need to get hold of God.
Nå må han få tak I Gud.
And in God.
Og I Gud.
He is trying to find out who is Jacob.
Prøver han å finne ut hvem Jakob.
He is trying to find out who is Jacob.
Men finne ut hvem Jakob.
In 27 and
28.
The man asked him, "What is your name?" Jacob, he answered. Then man said, "Your name will no longer be called Jacob, but it will be Israel, because you have struggled with God, with humans, and you have overcome."
Så sa han til han, "Hva ditt navn?" Han sa Jakob. Og han sa, "Jakob skal ikke lenger være ditt navn, men Israel, for du har kjempet med Gud og med mennesker og vunnet."
You know, Jacob, he is now trying to ask with whom he was fighting with.
Jakob prøvde nå å spørre, med hvem har du kjempet?
And he's asking, who are you?
Hvem du?
And that was the time that God asked him, what is your name?
Det var da Gud spurte, hva ditt navn?
And Jacob knew who he was. He said, I'm Jacob.
Og Jakob visste hvem han var. Han sa han var Jakob.
Because God met Jacob.
Fordi Gud møtte Jakob.
He was not going to be Jacob anymore.
Skulle han ikke være Jakob lenger?
What was Jacob?
Hva var Jakob?
Cunning and jealous and selfishness.
Han var veldig egoistisk og
cunningness and jealousy and selfishness.
Egoisme og jalousi.
You know, he was a very selfish man.
Han var en veldig egoistisk mann.
He did not care about anything.
Han brydde seg ikke om noe.
And now, and that his name was also exactly to his nature.
Og hans navn passet godt til hans natur.
When God met with Jacob,
når Gud møtte Jakob,
Jacob was going to be changed completely into a new man.
Skulle Jakob bli fullstendig forandret til en ny mann.
In 2 Corinthians 5:17 says,
I 2. Korinther 5:17 sier det,
if you are in Christ, if you are in Christ,
om du I Kristus,
you are a new creation.
Du en ny skapning.
It is not one time.
Det ikke en gang.
Meeting with God.
Som du møter Gud.
Every day.
Hver dag.
Every day.
Hver dag.
We need to live in Christ.
Så må vi leve I Kristus.
To be renewed each day of our life.
For å bli fornyet hver dag I vårt liv.
So God to be shown through our life.
Sånn at Gud kan vise seg gjennom vårt liv.
Yesterday I can be very spiritual.
I går kunne jeg vært veldig åndelig.
Today I can be very carnal.
I dag kan jeg være veldig menneskelig.
So I need to identify myself even today and tomorrow and all the days of my life.
Så jeg må identifisere meg både I går og I dag og I neste dagene.
So God asked him, what is your name?
Så Gud sa, hva navnet?
Do you think that God doesn't know your name?
Tror du Gud ikke vet hva du heter?
Yes, of course he knows all of our names.
Selvfølgelig vet han hva vi heter alle sammen.
Because he was going to change something in Jacob's life.
Men han skulle forandre noe I Jakobs liv.
And he said, from now on you are not Jacob, from now on you are going to be called Israel.
Han sa, fra nå skal du ikke hete Jakob, men du skal hete Israel.
Something changed in the natural into his life.
Noe forandret seg I det naturlige hans liv.
When God meets us,
når Gud møter oss,
we will be different people.
Vil vi bli annerledes.
We will not be proud.
Vi vil ikke være stolte.
We will be humble.
Vi vil bli ydmyke.
We will not be selfish.
Vi vil ikke være egoistiske.
We will become very generous.
Vi vil bli veldig generøse.
We will not think about us all the time.
Vi vil ikke tenke oss selv hele
tiden.
We
will think about our husband and wife and children and our brothers and sisters in the church.
Vi vil tenke på våre ektefeller, våre barn og alle de andre I menigheten.
We will build one another, we will lift one another.
Vi vil bygge hverandre opp.
Now, when God asked his name,
når Gud spurte han om navnet,
God says, you are not called anymore Jacob, you will be called Israel.
Sa han, du skal ikke lenger hete Jakob, men ja, Israel.
And all his jealousy and ego left him.
Og all misunnelsen og egoen bare forsvant.
Every selfish behavior left him.
All egoistisk oppførsel bare forsvant.
He was identified in God.
Han identifiserte seg med Kristus.
God touched his mind, heart and body.
Gud berørte hans sinn, hjerte og
God kropp. God touched his body.
Gud berørte hans kropp.
God touched his body.
Gud berørte hans kropp.
What happened God when he touched his body?
Hva skjedde når han berørte kroppen?
He began to limp. He was not walking normal.
Han begynte å halte. Han kunne ikke gå normalt.
He began to limp.
Han begynte å halte.
He was not going to walk normally.
Han kunne ikke gå normalt lenger.
Why was that?
Hvorfor det?
Because Jacob's pride was so big.
Fordi Jakobs stolthet var så stor.
God had to break that.
Så Gud måtte bryte den.
In order to be reminded every day when he was walking.
Sånn at han kunne bli minnet om det hver dag når han gikk.
All the days of his life.
Hele livet.
It's okay to be broken by God.
Det er okay å bli brutt av Gud.
And to live in pride and ego and to go to hell.
Det er bedre det enn å måtte leve i stolthet og ego og gå til helvete.
It's okay to be touched by God.
Det er okay å bli berørt av Herren.
To look ugly.
Å se stygg ut.
But to renewing of our mind to be like Jesus.
Men å bli fornytt sinn for å bli som Jesus.
Can God do that?
Kan Gud gjøre det?
You can see that's what God did.
Det var det Gud gjorde.
If we try to tell ourselves I can do.
Om vi sier til oss selv at jeg kan gjøre det.
We can't do.
Da kan vi ikke gjøre det.
We need to seek God.
Vi må søke Gud.
In order to be blessed by God.
For å kunne bli velsignet av Gud.
Because in the blessings of God.
For i Guds velsignelse.
There is protection.
Så er det beskyttelse.
There is peace.
Det er fred.
There is healing.
Det er helbredelse.
There is restoration.
Det er restaurering.
There is also forgiveness.
Og det er tilgivelse.
There is also peace.
Det er fred.
That you can look into your brother and say hello.
Som du kan se dine brors øyne og si hallo.
That you can look into their eyes and say I forgive you. Will you forgive me?
Du kan se i øynene folk og si vil du tilgi meg? Jeg tilgir deg.
Before you could say that to somebody.
Før du kunne si det til noen.
You better meet with God.
Må du møte Gud først.
Because in meeting with God.
For å i møte med Gud.
The nature of Christ comes in us.
Kommer Guds natur inn i oss.
Because he met with God.
Fordi han møtte Gud.
The nature of God went inside Jacob.
Fikk han Guds natur inn i seg.
All the cunningness and the fleshly carnality went away from Jacob.
All mänskligheten och allt gick bort från Jakob.
He was not called Jacob anymore, he was called Israel.
Han blev inte längre kallt Jakob men Israel.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
In the natural.
I det naturliga.
God wants to meet us.
Vill han möta oss.
In order to bring a supernatural.
För att få oss in i det övernaturliga.
You know, we need to forget who we are.
Vi må glemme hvem vi er.
We need to identify ourselves in Christ.
Vi identifiserer oss i Kristus.
God wants us to identify ourselves in Christ.
Han vil at vi skal identifisere oss selv i Kristus.
In verse 29 it said Jacob said, "Please let me know your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there.
Yeah. I vers 29 så sier han, Jakob spurte og sa, "Jeg ber deg, si meg ditt navn." Og han sa, "Hvorfor spør du meg om mitt navn?" Og han velsignet ham der.
Jacob met with God.
Så Jakob møtte Gud.
God don't have to tell us when we meet with God.
Gud må ikke fortelle oss når vi møter ham.
You know there was I was in Taiwan a couple of years ago.
For noen år siden så var jeg i Taiwan.
I was about to go to be preaching.
Jeg skulle til å dra og preke.
And I took the mic.
Så tok jeg mikrofonen.
And as I took the mic and I was about to be preaching, going to preach.
Akkurat når jeg tok mikrofonen og skulle til å tale.
In the meeting I saw God.
Så jeg Gud i møte.
And I cannot explain to you how I saw God, but I know that I saw God.
Jeg klarer ikke å forklare hvordan jeg så Gud, men jeg så Gud.
When I saw God in that meeting.
Når jeg så Gud i møtet.
And I told them I cannot preach.
Så sa jeg til folket jeg kan ikke preke.
Because he is here.
For han her.
I can literally see God in the meeting.
Jeg kan bokstavelig se Gud i møtet.
And he himself is enough for us to touch us. And to transform us.
Og han selv er nok for oss for å berøre oss og forvandle oss.
As I said that.
Når jeg sa det.
Everybody was on the floor.
Og alle på gulvet.
Not because I said.
Ikke fordi jeg sa det.
Because God was there.
Men fordi at Gud var der.
And everybody began to weep.
Og alle begynte å gråte.
Every began to beat the chest and say we have done this mistakes.
Og alle begynte å slå seg på brystet og si vi har gjort feil.
There was forgiveness, there was transformation, there was healing.
Og der var tilgivelse, forvandling og helbredelse.
I could not know what to do but weep and weep and me and my translator the whole 1 hour we began to weep in that meeting.
Jeg kunne ikke gjøre annet enn å gråte og gråte. Jeg og oversetteren vi bare gråt.
I told the pastor.
Jeg sa til pastoren.
I dare not speak anything.
Jeg tør ikke tale noen ting.
Because I literally see God here.
For jeg ser bokstavelig talt Gud her.
And that day. Everybody was changed.
Ble alle forandret.
And it is our desire.
Det vårt ønske.
That diligently seeking God.
Å nøye søke Gud.
Makes God to come to our place.
Sånn at han kommer til vårt sted.
When he comes to our place.
Når han kommer til vårt sted.
When he comes to our family.
Når han kommer til vår familie.
When he meets with you.
Når han møter deg.
Our broken relationship is restored.
Så vil vår ødelagte relasjon bli restaurert.
Our wounded relationships are healed.
Våre sårede relasjoner blir helbredet.
Jacob broken and wounded relationship.
Det ødelagte relasjoner
is about to be healed and changed completely.
Vil bli ordnet og bli helbredet ordentlig.
And he is about to receive the blessings of God.
Og er i stand til å motta Guds velsignelse.
When we receive God's forgiveness.
Når vi tar imot Guds velsignelse.
When we are visited by God.
Når vi blir besøkt av Herren.
When we seek him diligently.
Når vi søker han helhjertet, vil han komme og besøke deg.
He will change you completely.
Han vil forandre deg.
People who are close to God.
Mennesker som nære Gud.
They will not be selfish.
De vil ikke være egoistiske.
They will not think wicked.
De vil ikke tenke ondt.
They will humble themselves.
De vil ydmyke seg.
They will increase God.
De vil øke Gud.
And they will decrease themselves.
Og gjøre seg selv små.
And that is what happened to Jacob.
Og det var det som skjedde med Jakob.
What happened to his strength?
Hva skjedde med Jakobs styrke?
God touched him.
Gud berørte ham.
Made him a limp.
Og gjorde han haltende.
There was no more strength of Jacob.
Og det var ikke noe mer av Jakobs styrke.
So that he was completely able to depend upon God.
Så han ble bare helt nødt til å være avhengig av Gud.
It is better to be touched by God.
Det bedre å bli berørt av Gud.
Make us to depend upon him.
Sånn at han får oss til å være avhengig av ham.
Then depend upon our strength and suffer all our life.
Enn å være avhengig av oss selv og lide hele livet.
And I want to request you.
Jeg vil be dere.
Cry out to God.
Rop ut til Gud.
Each day.
Hver dag.
In your personal life.
I ditt personlige liv.
In your family.
I din familie.
In relationship with people.
I alle relasjoner med mennesker.
With your brothers and sisters in the church.
Med dine brødre og søstre i menigheten.
Seeking God.
Søk Gud.
Is the key to receive a blessing of God.
Det er nøkkelen for å motta velsignelse fra Gud.
But God wants to bless every one of us.
Men Gud vil velsigne oss alle.
If we are not happy and peaceful.
Om vi ikke er lykkelige og fredfulle.
Frustrated and sad.
Om vi er frustrerte og triste.
Broken and bound.
For nede og bundet.
Because we have not sought the Lord enough.
Om fordi at vi ikke har søkt Gud nok.
We are not humble enough to seek God.
Om vi ikke er ydmyke nok til å søke Gud.
Jacob had to take years and years.
Jakob måtte bruke år etter år.
To realize his mistake.
For å innse sin feil.
And only when he came close to God.
Og bare når han kom nær til Gud.
In the humility of his life.
I ydmykhet.
He received the blessings of God.
Mottok han Guds velsignelse.
And in the verse 31 it says.
Og i vers 31 sier
det. And 30 and 31. Jacob called the place Peniel saying, it is because I saw God face to face and yet my life was spared.
Vers 30. Jakob kalte stedet med navnet Peniel, for jeg har sett Guds ansikt til ansikt, enda berget jeg livet.
Why did Jacob say, yet my life was spared?
Hvorfor sier Jakob at enda ble livet mitt berget?
You know, God told Moses,
Gud sa til Moses,
you cannot see me and be alive.
Du kan ikke se meg og være levende.
Now here Jacob says,
her sier Jakob,
I saw God.
Jeg så Gud.
My life has been spared.
Men livet mitt har blitt berget.
You are somebody very special.
Du en veldig spesiell.
Created in the image of God.
Du skapt i Guds bilde.
You can seek God so much.
Og du kan søke Gud så mye.
You can make him to come down and visit you.
Du kan få han til å komme ned og besøke deg.
And yet be spared your life.
Og likevel berge livet.
And be blessed by God.
Og bli velsignet av Gud.
And that is the power you carry.
Det den kraften du bærer.
But we do not understand.
Vi forstår det ikke.
Who we are.
Hvem vi er.
We are a people blessed by God.
Vi er et folk som velsignet av
but
Gud.
But how do we receive that?
Men hvordan mottar vi det?
In by seeking God.
Ved å søke Gud.
And receiving his forgiveness.
Motta hans tilgivelse.
Healed and restored.
Bli helbredet og restaurert.
Changed our natural life into his supernatural.
Og få livet vårt naturlige liv forandret til hans overnaturlige.
That is easy.
Det lett.
If we only humble ourselves.
Om vi bare ydmyker oss.
And to be blessed by God.
For å bli velsignet av Gud.
In the humbleness.
I ydmykheten.
When we seek God.
Når vi søker Gud.
We will receive our blessing.
Vil vi motta velsignelse.
And as we go further.
Som når vi går videre.
And the Bible says.
Og Bibelen sier.
Jacob had no fear.
Jakob hadde ikke frykt.
He prepared so well.
Han forberedte seg så godt
to meet with his brother.
For å møte broren.
And he had many things to offer to his brother.
Han mange ting å gi til broren sin.
His brother told him.
Men broren sa,
I don't need anything.
Jeg trenger ingenting.
I'm happy to have you back.
Jeg bare glad for å ha deg tilbake.
I'm happy to see you restored back to the family.
Jeg bare glad at du kommer tilbake til familien.
How did that happen?
Hvordan skjedde det?
Before his brother could change his heart.
Før broren kunne forandre hjertet sitt.
He came to God.
Kom han til Gud.
He had changed his heart.
Han hadde forandret hans hjerte.
In seeking God.
Ved å søke Gud.
If you want to be blessed by God.
Om du vil bli velsignet av Gud.
If you want to see God to bless your children.
Om du vil at Gud skal velsigne dine barn.
We need to seek God.
Må vi søke Gud.
Humble ourselves.
Ydmyk oss.
Forgive one another.
For tilgi hverandre.
Receive the forgiveness.
Og motta vel.
Seek God earnestly.
Søke Gud helhjertet.
Be determined to seek God.
Bli bestemt på å besøke Gud.
Not visions and dreams.
Ikke visjoner og drømmer.
Not even angels.
Ikke engang engler.
By God.
Men Gud.
By God.
By Gud.
In Christ,
I Kristus.
You find your identification.
Finner du din identitet.
Let us stand up.
Bare la oss stå opp.
And tell God.
Och säg till Gud.
God, we want to seek you.
Gud, vi vill söka dig.
We want to seek you.
Vi vill söka dig.
We want to seek you.
Vi vill söka dig.
We want to seek you, Lord.
Vi vill söka dig, Herre.
Lord, we want to seek you for my life.
Vi vill söka dig för livet mitt.
We want to seek you for my family.
Vi söker dig för familjen.
Yes, there is so much of ego and pride.
Ja, det är så mycket ego och stolthet.
We do not want to forgive somebody.
Vi önskar inte att tillge någon.
We don't want to ask forgiveness.
Vi vill inte be om tillgivelse.
But God, we today.
Men Gud, idag.
We make up our mind.
Så bestämmer vi oss.
Because we want to be a people who are blessed by you.
För vi vill vara ett folk som blir välsignat av dig.
We want to be a people who are blessed by you.
Vi vill vara ett folk som blir välsignat av dig.
We want to be a people who are blessed by you.
Vi vill vara ett folk som är välsignat av dig.
You know what you need from God.
Du vet vad du trenger av Gud.
You know what you need from God.
Du vet vad du trenger av
Gud. I give it to pastor. I give it to pastor. The pastor will lead us into prayer.
Han vill leda oss i bön.
Ja, himmelske far. Vi står her foran deg, Gud, akkurat sånn som vi er, og du kjenner oss alle sammen, hver enkelt, ut og inn. Ja, jeg tror faktisk du kjenner oss bedre enn vi kjenner oss selv. Men her, nå står vi her, for vi søker ditt ansikt, Gud. Vi søker din vei og din fred, ditt liv, din velsignelse, din legedom og din kraft, Herre, din gjenopprettelse, Gud. Herre. Herre, kom.